Good morning, if I may. Forgive me if I seem a little confused. I normally try to arrive new places more than 15 minutes before the service starts. But thanks to my husband who got us here safely over snow-covered roads. I invite you to stand as you're able as we join together in the call to worship. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked.
But delight in the law of the Lord.
They are like trees planted by streams of water.
They do not wither from dry bones.
No, they continue to bear fruit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Living God, in Christ you make all things new. Transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of your grace. And in the renewal of our lives, make known your glory through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
May you be seated for the reading.
Good morning. The first reading is from Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. Thus says the Lord, cursed are those who trust in mere mortals and make mere flesh their strength, whose hearts turn away from the Lord. They shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when relief comes. They shall live in the parched places of the wilderness in an uninhabited salt land. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought, it is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit. The heart is devious above all else. It is perverse. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, test the mind and search the heart, to give to all according to their ways, according to the fruits of their doings. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please read Psalm 1 responsively with me. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers.
But their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night.
They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. In all that they do, they prosper.
The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away.
Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous.
For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
The second reading is from 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our proclamation has been in vain, and your faith has been in vain. Where we are even found to be misrepresenting God, because we testified of God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have died in Christ have perished. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to Luke, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. He came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear Jesus and to be healed of their diseases, and those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Yesterday, the congregation that Jim and I belong to joined with another congregation in our area to sponsor a laundry of love. We showed up at one of the local laundromats with quarters and soup and hot dogs and detergent and laundry softener and assisted people with their laundry. There were people who came that knew we were doing that day, and there were people who were surprised. But often during the day, as people left with their clean, dry laundry, we heard, "Have a blessed day. Be blessed. God bless you for this." Seemed a way of letting us know that they too felt blessed. To be blessed, receive a blessing, a sign of divine favor, receiving God's favor, a present reality, and a future hope. The blessings Jesus offers today in our gospel reading are to those who are on the margins, the poor, the hungry, those who mourn, those who are reviled, those who are vulnerable, those so often our society sees as not blessed. And then Jesus offers woes. Now, here that word woe is a transliteration of, I think, the Aramaic word, which is woe. So they're not curses like we hear in the first reading, but more of a call to attention. Pay attention to those for whom life is easy. Those who often society sees as blessed, those having enough and more than enough. Me. Listen up, it says. Pay attention. For if that is where my identity lies, if that's where I find value in myself or others, if that is what I find most important, then woe is me. For alas, there is my reward. Jesus gives us this warning, and it comes as a challenge to care for those God calls blessed, to see those Jesus calls blessed. In the first reading, the blessings come as a result of trust in God. To trust is to hope or expect confidently, to believe. And so the prophet says, those who trust are connected to life-giving water, to living water. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, who whose trust is the Lord. And in this book of Corinthians, Paul's first letter to Corinthians, he seems to ask the church there, what do you believe? Who do you trust? In what do you believe? And then he proclaims the good news of Jesus, that he died a real death for our sins, that he was raised from the dead and is alive. And because he died, our sins are washed away. We have forgiveness. Because he is risen, we too have the promise of life, new life, now and everlasting life. For we will all die, but in Christ, death is not the end. In the sacrament of holy baptism, we are buried with Christ. Our old self is drowned, and we are raised to new life. And how lovely it is that your baptismal font has that sense of living water as the water moves. That reminder of the water of life that is given to us. For we who are marked with the cross of Christ and sealed with the Holy Spirit are called blessed. We are named beloved children of God. And we are called to live into the promises made our baptismal day. We are called to live into the promises we make as we affirm our baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. And we recognize we cannot do this on our own, for even as we say our yes to these promises, we ask God to help and guide us. We come together as God's people to praise and worship God, but also to uplift and support one another in our lives of faith. We gather together as God's people to hear God's word and share in this meal, receiving forgiveness and being strengthened and nourished. And we are sent out from this place to love and serve the Lord, to live into our baptism each day. As we receive the blessings God showers on us, and through us, may others experience God's blessings as well. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give us new birth, cleanse us from sin, and raise us to eternal life. Stir up in your people the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen.
I ask you to join me in professing what we believe using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Are there any additional prayer requests for today?
One for the Robinson family. A lot of people know Brian's girlfriend Amber, her sister, passed away on the 13th. They're going to have service for her Wednesday, calling out to Tuesday evening, and they'll do a third at St. Paul's in Sulphur Springs. She was a young girl, so Robinson family, if you hold them up in your prayers.
Any others? I saw this past week, some of you may remember Bishop Robert Kelly. He was the last bishop of the, I don't remember if this congregation came out of the LCA, didn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Bishop Kelly was the last bishop of the Ohio District ALC and first bishop of Northeastern Ohio Synod. So we hold his family as well. With the Spirit of Christ shining upon us, let us boldly pray for the church, the world, and all of creation.
Blessed is your church transformed by your Spirit. Give us the same courage of the Apostle Paul, that we too may proclaim the death and resurrection of Christ as we live out our baptismal vocations in Galilee and beyond. God of grace,
hear our prayer. Blessed are the nations. We pray for presidents, prime ministers, and leaders, including all elected and unelected officials who are in positions to shape, interpret, and implement policy. Grant that their courage will not run dry in the face of the challenges facing this country and world. A never-ending war in Ukraine and Russia, a tenuous ceasefire in the Middle East, famines and refugees around the world globe. Make our leaders to delight in the fountain of your righteousness. God of grace.
Blessed are those in need. Give to all facing illnesses wise and caring doctors, nurses, and therapists. Draw close to those who feel far from you and who are suffering in any way, especially David, Barb, Jennifer, Beth, Nancy, Krista, Diane, Dave, AJ, Fred, Caden and his family, Linda, Joe, Haley, Paige, Sandy, Scott, Jean, Robert, Ed, Tina, Dwayne, Ken, Bobby, Nancy, Jim, and for those we name either aloud or in silence of our hearts. God of grace, blessed is the place, First Lutheran Church, like a tree planted by streams of water. We are nourished by faith in you. Encourage us in the knowledge that you sustain us with the waters of new life, that we, living in you, may go to the parched places of Galilee and beyond and bear fruit among your people. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Blessed are those saints who now rest in your peace, especially the sister of Amber, K, carry through lives of both sorrow and joy that the family of Amber, the Robertsons, challenge and triumph. They provide witness of faith in all times. Though we continue to grieve the loss of those saints closest to us, we thank you for their lives, and we pray that you comfort and sustain us with the hope of the resurrection. God of grace,
hear our prayer. We entrust our prayers to you, O God, in the sure and certain hope that your promise is revealed among the people.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
We share a sign of peace.
God of grace, your love reaches to the heavens and your abundance to the depths of the sea. Bless what we offer to your service, our gifts, our abilities, and our hearts. Let us overflow with gratitude and generosity now and always.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Our Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and make us bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Lead us not
into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Come, eat this meal of gladness. I invite you to stand as you are able. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Nourishing God, at this table you have refreshed us with the holy gifts of food and drink. Strengthen us for service and send us out to embody your good news of liberation and healing for the sake of the world. In the name of Christ we pray.
Amen.
Y'all may be seated for the announcements. As y'all can tell, Pastor Sean is currently out of the office. He will be back Tuesday to make up for him being off today. If you have pastoral care emergency, please contact Dennis. Everybody should have his phone number. If not, you can call Teresa on Tuesday, or if it's a real emergency, you don't have his number, look in the directory or call somebody that knows his number or get a hold of me. I've got Tuesday, prayer show outreach at 3:15 at Mill Creek. That is going real well. The ladies are enjoying it out there, and I guess it's growing. Bible study next Wednesday at 2 p.m. at St. Paul's in North Robinson. The men's breakfast continues on Friday at 9 a.m. at Lulu's in Osiris. And our community breakfast is at 9 a.m. this coming Saturday downstairs in the social hall. That is also growing. First Saturday back in December in November was like 22, 23, something like that. And it was our kickoff. January was our official first start, and we had like 47, 48 people. So, and people are really enjoying it. And I guess the lunch is also, since we changed from the dinner to the lunch, it's going a lot better also. So the changes in the meal ministry are going really good, so we're getting positive feedback on that stuff and better numbers, so that's looking good. And with that, does anybody else have any announcements to make or anything to share? Yes.
We have the city luncheon March 18th, and there's a sign-up sheet out there for soups and chili and salad dressings and stuff. So if you'd be interested in donating, we appreciate it.
And those of you who have made chili in the past, or if you know somebody who has and they're not here today, please inform them that their chili is most desirable there for the city luncheon. If they all go over well, usually there's none left. If there is, it's because my wife pulls hers till the end for me. So I may have leftovers. Of course, I know the dartball team isn't very fond of that, but no. I am. So. Yes, Jeff.
I just want to bring everyone's attention. The AC units that we've been putting in, they officially went live this week.
Oh, cool.
So we're ready to go. So there will be air conditioning when the wedding is over.
Now the snow will just stop and kick in, right?
Let's hope for hot weather.
Yes.
Not too hot, though.
Yes, Marty.
We'll have a snowball fight in the parking lot
after church. I'll tell you what, you go out there, make all the snowballs, and we'll meet you out there later.
He said nobody would make it through, we'd all die.
I'll be hiding right behind Keith.
I'll walk me to the hospital.
Anybody else? No?
Sean mentioned that there's a Lutheran partnership Wednesday at 17th in church here with St. Paul.
Okay. Everybody hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. That's. And please check out front for the bulletin and additional announcements at the table and the gathering area for any greeters and coffee cart people. I know Ron and Geneva help out greatly with all that, so please, if you can, help relieve them of some of the duties once in a while. We try, but we just can't seem to get here. So, but we will try to. So, if that's it, Pastor.
And I will add my thank you for your patience and your warm welcome on this cold, snowy day. I invite you to stand for the benediction.
Thank you.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with favor. The Lord look upon you with favor and mercy and grant you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
Go in peace. Serve those who weep, the hungry, and the poor.